Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting third. The DH, Roberto Kelly. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Colbron. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Mark Bellhorn. Batting second. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting third. The right fielder, Matt Stairs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jason Giambi. Batting sixth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Bautista. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brent Main. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Wojciechowski. And now, play ball. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bautista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bellhorn strikes out. One out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Spezio hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Stairs takes first base on ball four. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. McGuire hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bautista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bautista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Giambi throws the ball into Spezio, who tags Cordova, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Giambi hits a line drive towards first. Colbron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Colbrun hits a ball on the ground towards short. Batista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hocking hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hocking. The throw from Main and he is safe. Hocking steals second. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hocking scores. Knobloch moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Main and he is safe. Knobloch steals third. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Batista is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Batista hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brent Main batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Main takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellhorn is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellhorn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Main moves to second. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a pop-up towards third. Bellhorn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to second. Two outs. Greg Colbrun is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Colbrun is 0 for 1 in the game. Colbrun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steinbach scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stairs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stairs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGwire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stairs moves to second. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stairs moves to third. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mears. Stairs scores. McGwire moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Twins. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brosius is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosius hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGwire moves to third. Two outs. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bautista is 0 for 1 in the game. Bautista hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawking is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hawking hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGwire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bellhorn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bellhorn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Steinbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stairs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stairs takes first base on ball 4. Maine moves to second. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGwire is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McGwire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dane Johnson now pitching. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Brochus. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. Coomer goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Twins. Scott Starhoviak pinch hits for Greg Kahlbrunn. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Starhoviak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Spezio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hocking is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellhorn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cordova moves to third. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knobloch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak now playing first base. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Giambi is 0-for-2 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Brochus is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brochus is 0-for-2 in the game. Brochus takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bautista is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bautista is 0-for-2 in the game. Bautista hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Haught now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball towards left. Giambi catches it and throws to second to double up Mears, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Brent Main is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Main is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Main hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Bellhorn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bellhorn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bellhorn hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0-for-3 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics won. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a fly ball into right field. Stairs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordova is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Starhoviak is 0-for-1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stairs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stairs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Twins. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Giambi is 0-for-3 in the game. Giambi strikes out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bellhorn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hocking hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bellhorn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Knobloch is hit by the pitch. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Stairs. Mears reaches second base with a double. Knobloch goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a fly ball into center field. Brocious settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brocious is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brocious hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Tony Bautista. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Magadan strikes out. One out. George Williams pinch hits for Brent Maine. George Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellhorn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bellhorn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bellhorn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.